Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. I'm so excited to have this starting here, and it's such a pleasure to be with you all today. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com. That's LightBridge101.com. Or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. Just a great way during this time of transformation to just stay in tune to what's going on. Sometimes the masters talk about the planetary alignments that are coming up and many other things. So it just helps you through these times of transformation that we are all going through. And that really was the reason why this radio series has been created. Saint Germain very much is overlighting the earth and all of humanity at this time of transformation, of awakening, of moving from a consciousness of duality and fear more towards the consciousness of oneness and love and peace and harmony. And so he's very much working with all of us as we are going through the transformation. We are assisting humanity as a whole. We are assisting Earth as a whole. And by doing so, there's not going to be some of these tremendous catastrophes that have been predicted for so many years. Hopefully, by taking the transformation on within ourselves, within our lives that we are living, we can assist in a peaceful transition to another paradigm of peace and love instead of it being traumatic and painful. Even so, I'm sure you can agree for some of us, it has been a little bit painful and traumatic. But still, we are not alone, and the masters and the angels of the Hierarchy of Light of the higher realm really are here to support this process and for you to know that you're not alone. So that was one of the main reasons why they wanted to start this radio series, is to support you. And later on, Saint Germain will certainly talk to you directly as well through me as his channel and talk a little bit more about this radio show and more about the power of transformation as a pathway towards enlightenment. But at this point, I really have to take a moment and just express my deep gratitude for so many who made this even possible. I mean, the whole team Voice America was absolutely amazing. And if it wasn't for my producer, Winston Price, making that phone call and saying, hey, are you interested? Would you like to join Voice America? It wouldn't even have happened in the first place. And then he certainly kind of patiently guided me through this process to bring me to this moment. So big gratitude to Winston Price. But then the rest of the team too, Jeff Gerstle, Randy Jackson, Katie Mossman, and then Michael, who's watching me in the background, making sure that I'm not making too many mistakes. All of them have been great. I know that they are teams that have worked to make this happen. So deep, deep gratitude to all of you to even get me to this point. And then, of course, family and my husband, instead of trying to talk me out of it, they cheered me on and they said, you can do this. So a big expression of gratitude to them, too. But there were many other people who helped me, great friends, members of my soul family, Mike Snyder, who you will listen to some of his music. You actually already listened to some of his music at the opening. Any of the promos you're listening to, you will hear his channeled music in the background. He is a beautiful channeled instrument of the Hierarchy of Light too, using the piano, using the music that he's playing as a way to bring forth the higher vibrations of love and light to all of us. So I'm excited we will have more of his pieces of music along the way during the different radio shows. So to stay tuned. You truly will enjoy his work. He certainly also helped me with IT questions and mental support. I'm very grateful for his help in all of this. And then Vivian Marken, with her amazing gift as a photographer and picture designer. Oh my God, what would I have done without you, Vivian, with creating these banner ads and everything else. And so big, big, big gratitude to you too. Eva Sullivan, adding her beautiful artwork. Mark Rawson, who in the last minute created changes to my website and helped promote me. Megan helping me after hours with write-ups, Facebook and Twitter, Sherry with radio content inspirations, and so many more. But I have to say, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for two people, Jay and Cindy Rademacher, who helped me to become a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light. Without them, I wouldn't even be where I am today. So again, all of you, thank you greatly for the tremendous support that you've given me. And now Winston Price is going to not be too happy with me because certain things, I guess, you're not supposed to say at the beginning of a radio show, and I just did my first faux pas. But hey, we'll just keep on going. Just bear with me. So now to the show itself. The beginning of the journey is the name of this first segment, or this first radio show, I should say. And there's a reason for that. The power of transformation starts at the core with a choice. The choice is probably the most important aspect of the process of transformation. And I will talk a little bit more about that in a second. But there is a rhythm to transformation. There's a beginning, a middle, and an end, and then a new beginning, a new middle, and a new end. The Holy Trinity is truly in everything. And transformation has that too. And often we get very concerned when we see change happening in our lives because we don't know where it takes us. And all of us are going through transformation all the time. It is part of our evolutionary process. It's really part of what we signed up for when we incarnated here on Earth as humans. And so One of the things we are going to be talking a lot about is that rhythm, is the in-breath and out-breath of God. And yes, in my life, I've experienced it so many times now that now when it happens, I'm a little bit more aware of it. I'm a little less afraid. It happens a little faster and more painlessly. So there is power in knowing the process. And I want to share this process with you to help you to also identify where are you at in your life and which way are you heading and why are certain things happening to your life the way they are. So I said at the core of transformation is the choice. So for me, a choice throughout my life that I've always been guided to make because it was coming from my heart is to be a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light. Now you might say, well, who is the Hierarchy of Light? The Hierarchy of Light are those who have walked the path of enlightenment before us, are now in the higher realm and assisting us to do the same. Those could be masters like Jesus the Christ, Buddha, Saint Germain, or could be angelic beings that are helping us too, not that they have gone through the transformation process the way the ascended masters have, but they're here to serve us, to help us remember who we are, to help us remember the path home, to help us remember that a lot of what we're experiencing is just a learning tool to understand who we are and why we are here. And so with the choice comes a lot of change. And as I made this choice, I experienced in this choice opportunities. And that is the best way to describe it. And this radio show is a beautiful example of this. About a year ago, I started receiving special healing from someone by the name of John of God. Many of you know John of God. And you really work with the entities, with the ascended masters and divine beings directly in your healing process. And one of the intentions and commitments I always made was to become a more effective and far-reaching channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. So in this process, I did not really know how this was going to happen. You usually don't when you make the choice. And that's why the choice is so powerful, because you have to come from a place of trust and faith that your choice has meaning. And you also want to ask yourself, in the moment of choice, where does this choice come from? Does this choice come from a place of fear? Does this choice come from a place of your mind, of trying to control your past? Or does this choice come from a place of love? Does this choice come from a place of your heart, fueled by your passion? Passion is incredibly important on this road of walking the path of enlightenment. Often you hear that passion can come too much from the lower chakras and therefore could be dangerous, could be overwhelming, could take you over. But that is not exactly true, at least not the way I've experienced it. Passion is an incredibly beautiful fuel that keeps you going when nothing else does. And so choice is based on your heart, based on love, fueled by your passion. They have so much more power of manifestation within them. And so I never went out searching for a radio show that would take me. I suddenly got a phone call, and I never forget it, out of the blue. And I looked on my phone and it said Arizona. And I was thinking to myself, oh my God, this is another sales call. Should I answer it or not? And I answered it. And who was on the phone? Winston Price, calling me up, seeing how I was doing, and wanted to see if I would be interested in doing a radio show with voiceamerica.com. Of course, my passion and my heart immediately said, yes, that is the opportunity I was waiting for. I'm ready. Of course, the weeks following that, fear set in. Who am I? Am I ready for this? Where am I going to get the funds for this? And so fear set in. And then Winston, again, very powerful support he is, when the phone call came and I had to make a decision, he said to me, I can hear that you're coming from a place of fear. Now, what is it going to be? What is your choice going to be based on? Is it going to be based on fear, or is it going to be based on what you're passionate about, on your love? He might not have said it in exactly those words, but that's how it came across. And so I said yes. I said yes to an opportunity that was given to me in response to the choice I made to become a more effective and far-reaching channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And so what that means is, we make a choice, we create a magnetic field around us that sends a signal out to the world, to the universe, I am ready for this, bring the opportunity to me. Then the opportunity is given to you. And then you again have to make a choice based on love and passion, saying, I have trust and faith that I'll be provided for, and I will take this step now, and I will move forward with this and not be afraid, and not be afraid. And yes, there are moments where you have fear, and there are moments where you have to look into your shadow world within and look at why that fear is triggered. And most often it's because we are afraid of failing. We are afraid of failing. We are afraid of not being good enough. We are afraid of being all alone and not being supported, and so many other fears that are coming up. But the truth is, do you want to look back at your life and say, I've never tried anything because I was afraid of failing? Isn't it so much better to actually go out in the world and face your fears and say, let me try it anyway, even if I might fail? It's okay, but at least I can say I've tried it. And so this process then began of me having the opportunity and showing up today to be with all of you listeners to say, don't be afraid to choose what you're mostly passionate about, and don't be afraid to know that opportunities will be given to you. We are all afraid to break away from the old. But we are ready for this. You're ready for this. So ask yourself, What is it that you're mostly passionate about? What is your heart telling you? And forget about all these other thought forms that are telling you you're not ready for this. There are no resources. How can you do this? How can it come about? It comes about. And we are going to have a break shortly, but I will, after we come back from the break, I will tell you another small little story of my life where it came true that through my willingness, through the choice of my willingness to say yes, everything started changing too. And I was able to even more so live what my heart desired. Because we all want to be so much closer to the hierarchy of life. We want to be so much closer to the masters and angels. And we can be. We can be in constant alignment with them. We can be in constant communion with them. We can allow ourselves to be guided at every moment in our life to make choices that are appropriate for our highest good and the highest good for others. And it is about breaking away from the old structures and belief systems that certain things can only happen a certain way. That is not true. Everything is possible in your life. Everything can happen. You just have to make the choice. And out of the choice, then develops the I am that I am. It is within that choice that you step from who you were into who you choose to be now. And you develop that power of saying, I am that choice. I am a perfect channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. I am a healer. I am a teacher. I am a guide. I am all that I choose to be. And I am opening myself up to receive and to take in the gift that Earth and humanity has for me to bring it in to my life, to bring it to me in whatever form it presents itself. So we are going to go for a short break. And in this break, I want you to think for a moment about what you're passionate about and how often you've talked yourself out of it. Don't talk yourself out of it. And when we come back, I will talk a little bit about my other beautiful example of the power of transformation. And then I'm sure Saint Germain is going to step in fairly soon too. And when we come back, we will continue with the power of transformation, a pathway towards enlightenment. As I said before, we talked about the power of choice in this process of transformation as a pathway towards enlightenment. So let's talk about that for a little bit more. I remember a time where I was very, very depressed, very disconnected. And you will see that when you're on this path of transformation, that there are times where you're totally disconnected. You can't hear anyone. You can't see anything. And then what happens is something from the higher realm will step towards you and will give you the opportunity of self-healing. So you begin to work on yourself. You begin to go to someone who does Reiki sessions or other healing sessions, because the choice at that moment is you do no longer want to stay in this darkness, in this place of disconnect. There's a moment where you say, enough is enough. I have one out of two choices. I either jump off the next bridge, which of course you won't do, or I'm going to find help and I'm going to change my life around. And that is a moment where you reach out and you allow yourself to receive. And for me, that was then too at a time where I worked 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, and I said, enough is enough. It's time to change my life around. And so I started going to receive Reiki treatments here and became a Reiki practitioner myself, really only to work on myself. I really wasn't ready to just teach. And through this process, I also started learning a certain reading technique, which brought me to a New Age shop in Pennsylvania, where I started doing readings. And there I became real close friends with the owner of this New Age shop. And we worked on each other once a week on a Thursday. We always kept working on each other. And out of that developed that at some point, the breakthrough came. And one of the choices that I made in the process as I started working on myself, as I started bringing healing to myself, was that I chose to be a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. At that time, I had no idea what that even meant. I had no idea. I thought that it sounded beautiful. It felt that it was coming from my heart. It felt that was something I wanted to do. But again, no idea what it meant. And then at some point at the New Age shop, there was someone who came in who channeled Saint Germain. So I suddenly got firsthand experience of what it meant to be with a channel that brought through one of the ascended masters. It was amazing. Again, I really didn't have someone teaching me how to channel, but working with my friend. And I will never forget it. I put my hand, I was actually laying on the table and she worked on me when at that moment this consciousness, galactic consciousness came through and touched me and spoke to me and said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And then this consciousness said, "Then please get up, let your friend lay down, and I will now work with you and through you on your friend to assist her in her healing process." So we switched around, and at that moment, this consciousness said to me, and it was a consciousness of pure love. There wasn't any fear, there wasn't any darkness, pure love. In this moment, the consciousness said, "Say, I am Antazar." And I had a big discussion with Antazar. I'm like, "I can't say that. I'm not ready for it." And Antazar just kept saying, "Say my name. Say I am Antazar." And I said that name. And that was the moment my whole life changed around. Because that was the moment where the members of the Hierarchy of Light guided me to become a channel. And it is like riding a bike. At least it was for me. And it can be for you too if you simply allow yourself to trust in the process. Now, of course, a lot of work went into it afterwards. I started channeling different beings of love and light with my friend. And she said, out of the blue, "Why don't you try channeling Saint Germain?" I said, "Yeah, why not?" And it was an amazing fit and an amazing connection. And so Saint Germain kind of took over, guided me through a whole series of inner meditations to connect closer and closer with him. Now, at that time, I still would never have put myself out publicly. And yet, wouldn't you know that he had great plans? Suddenly, the person who was channeling Saint Germain came into the store, handed me a picture of Saint Germain and a pendant, and said simply to me, "You're going to be the one from that point on that will bring Saint Germain to the store, as I'm not going to be here any longer." And he vanished, never to be seen again. And I suddenly was confronted with the request by my friend to take over what was called at the time the transformation class. And I never forget it. It was a moment, again, where you could have easily have said no out of fear of failure. And I said yes. And so that was the beginning of me even offering the channeling work publicly. That was about 11 years ago. And so, again, these things happen effortlessly if we are open to allow ourselves to receive the guidance that is there, to receive the support that is there. If we open ourselves up and allow things to unfold through our feminine receptive side, instead of having a plan, instead of focusing so much on something that has to happen, allow it to happen. And now I can feel Saint Germain here already. So he wants to talk to you now about the power of transformation. So I will step back now and I will let him come through to you.
Thank you.
Greetings, my dear loved ones. Now that I am so excited to be with you at this time, and I know for many of you, this path right now feels very uncomfortable. Many of you are entering deep parts of your shadow side, looking at things that you thought you've already worked through, looking at some old wounds, seeing what is happening around you in the world, and wondering how much longer this process of ascension to another consciousness level will take. But I am here with you, and so are many other masters and angels and beings of love and light to support you in this process. I want you to take a moment and allow yourself to go deep within your own heart. Just take a few breaths. Deep breaths in and out, and with every out breath, allow yourself to sink deeper within your own heart. And in this place of sacredness, I ask you to open yourself up to the alignment of your soul and your divine I Am presence. Again, use your breathing to center yourself in that. Because there's power in this holy trinity of your body, soul, and spirit. Because your divine I Am presence is nothing else than your spiritual self. And so acknowledge this holy trinity. Because as you acknowledge the holy trinity of your alignment, you can also acknowledge the power of transformation. There is a holy trinity within that, and Brigida already mentioned it to you a little bit in the beginning. There is an in-breath and an out-breath of the divine within you. There's a time for action and there's a time for rest. There's a time for you to make a choice and there's a time for you to await the outcome of that choice. There's a time for you to acknowledge that all you can do is empty yourself of the old. That is the hardest part of transformation for all of you in human form, is the willingness to empty yourself, to make room for that new frequency, for that new aspect of who you choose to be, to enter your every fabric of your existence. And that is what you call the dark night of the soul. That is what you call the death. It is that process of emptying yourself out. And we are right now very close to the new moon. A new moon always depicts the time of new beginnings. And so you've been going through a process of releasing, of emptying yourself out. And now as you move towards the full moon, you can start seeing yourself filling up again with another light of your spiritual self, with another vibration of your spiritual self. So I invite you to very much move in alignment with the lunar cycles and acknowledge that there's great power of transformation running parallel with your own life, as you open yourself up to that aspect that has often been forgotten. And so many of you have experienced a deep, deep shift at the time of the full lunar eclipse, the end of September, and rightfully so. You're all preparing yourself further and further to hold more and more light within your body to assist in the healing process that humanity and Earth is going through. So be aware that this process is sacred and is continuously asking of you to be the in-breath and the out-breath of God, of Source, of Creator, of all that is, that you are an aspect of it. You're an aspect of all that is. So use your breathing in acknowledgement of the rhythm of life. And when you feel that you are disconnected, when you feel that you're in the cocoon of transformation, the only reason why this is uncomfortable is because there's still something you're unwilling to release, that you're unwilling to let go of. And most of the time, It is the need to control your past. The past, my friends, that you're on now cannot be controlled. It is the path of true free fall, emptying yourself and allowing all the structures of the past to go away to experience a whole new form of existence. You define yourself at every moment, but even better yet, be willing to be that empty vessel and channel of the hierarchy of light, of your spiritual self. I always talk about emptiness, awareness, and choice. As you allow yourself to be that empty vessel, and as you allow yourself to be touched by spirit, you become a tool of transformation. You become the way shower. You become the healer, guide, and teacher. Not because you know what to say in advance or what to do, but because you're willing to surrender to something greater than you to work with you and through you, to guide, direct you, and show you that it's safe to be open and vulnerable for your divine essence, for your light to shine. And that is your divine purpose, and that is your birthright, for your divine essence to shine radiant out into the world. That is the path of enlightenment, the willingness to take layers and layers and layers off of yourself, of your belief systems that have kept you limited, of the structure that has kept you limited, to uncover that everything is possible. The question is, do you want to take every possibility and live it? Or are you willing to allow your spiritual self, your divine I Am presence, to guide you in remembering your agreements? And by remembering your agreements, to flow in abundance, love and joy, instead of fighting against the natural flow of where you need to be at any moment in time. Allow yourself in your alignment right now, as you're in your heart, to surrender to that greater part of you that has all the answers, that knows, and that will not turn its back on you, that will not reject you, that will not judge you. On the contrary, that greater part of you is pure love. All the judgment, all the limiting thoughts that you've had about yourself, they're coming from your human self, the human self that is so afraid to open up to your own brilliance out of fear that it will be left behind, out of fear that that means a physical death. Do not be afraid to own your wings back and to fly and soar into the higher realms. I know some of you have gone through some terrible physical challenges or emotional challenges. Part of that is your willingness to go through a certain level of darkness on behalf of humanity. All of you are tremendous light workers and way showers, and you've taken some of humanity's karma upon you to assist in the transformational process here on Earth. So fear that you've not failed, or this is not punishment, or you're not good enough, but in that is also a reminder to you to be willing to be in your human form, to not reject your humanness. It is the tool where you can anchor the higher frequencies of love and light into the world going forward. Don't be afraid of your divinity and who you are. Celebrate yourself. You're all so beautiful, and yet so often you're so hard on yourself too. And you feel that you're disappointing us, the members of the hierarchy of light. My dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters of the light, you do not disappoint us. We love you. We love you so much that we can truly say that no matter what you choose, if that is what you need for your spiritual growth process, we are with you all the way. Whatever that means, we are with you all the way, always. So now that you're safe in your connection with us and that I shall support you in this series, we will talk a little bit about what each of these radio shows is all about and what you can expect in the next weeks ahead. So let me talk for a moment a little bit about this radio show series. The idea is to get you more in alignment with your true divine I Am presence. As you all know, oneness, the consciousness of oneness, the purity of light, has chosen to split itself up into different aspects to support this pathway towards enlightenment in its unique way. So it has split itself up into what is known as the seven rays. These seven rays each represent an aspect of all that is, that when you start working with that aspect and you receive the energy attunements connected to these aspects, it will help you deal with your life as a human a little bit differently, and it will support your process of transformation. And so each ray will be introduced to you through a specific master who will speak to you about this ray, who will give you an energy attunement that will allow you to even connect more deeply to this ray, and it will allow you to implement the teachings into your daily life as you receive guidance and direction throughout these radio shows. The next one in a week from now, what we will be focusing then on is the violet flame itself. There's much that you already have heard about the violet flame, but I'm going to focus with you on not only lining you up with the cosmic violet flame, which is a much higher essence of the violet flame, and therefore a more effective tool at this time of transformation here on Earth, a much needed tool at this time of transformation here on Earth, as all of you prepare for the 1111 gateway, the star portal that is opening you up to even higher frequencies of galactic consciousness to be anchored within you for the benefit of your own life as well as the benefit of humanity. And so the cosmic violet flame will assist you in releasing what no longer serves you, in transforming and transmuting discordant energies continuously into love and light. You've already noticed a lot of the emotional spikes that can be felt right now on Earth because of so many awakening to the reality of their life, seeing within their life all the times that they've given their power away, all the times that they haven't been true to themselves, all the times that they've compromised in ways that have hurt them. And so here you are now receiving a tool to give you the opportunity to be, shall we say, an active violet flame yourself, bringing about transformation into the world where it is much needed. So that will be next time. I will give the word back to Brigitte in a moment. But I just want you to feel for one moment the deep love that the Hierarchy of Light has for your willingness to not shy away from the power of transformation, but to open up to it further, to acknowledge the rhythm. And here I am going to describe the rhythm for you in detail one time, and we will talk about it in the radio series more than once. There is going to be a choice that you make that is heartfelt and fueled by your passion. This choice brings about a necessary death. It is also known as the rite of passage or an initiation, where you're willing to release everything that no longer serves the purpose of bringing this choice into manifestation. This is a difficult time for you, and when you reach that threshold that will allow you to step across into this new form of existence that you so chose for yourself, now that the chaos potentially will be the strongest at that moment, just like before the dawn, the night is the darkest and the coldest, you will experience something similar. But you do not have to be afraid of this, because as you allow yourself to align with us, it can be easy and effortless. The only reason why this process is painful to get to the threshold and to step across the threshold is because of your desire to know, to control, and to create a structure of security that simply no longer works. There has to be a willingness of vulnerability and openness. Vulnerability in the trust and faith that no matter what is happening, you shall be provided for, and that that choice, because it was heartfelt and because it was fueled by your passion, is a choice that is worth fighting for, in the sense not of fighting for by controlling it, but worth doing whatever is necessary to release what no longer serves you, to reach that new level of consciousness. After you cross the threshold, you will be able to see and get a sense of why it has taken you so much time and such painful time at times, and yet releasing and joyful times too, because you can see how the releasing of the old has opened up the door for new things to come in your life. But you're not going to really be able to see that until you cross the threshold, until you stepped out of the cocoon of transformation. That is when you will be able to see the colors of yourself, the radiance of yourself, of who you become. Up until that point, you're not going to be able to see it. You simply have to have trust and faith that you shall be provided for, and that this is not just your imagination. And then in this new life, you can now experience the joy of that choice. You can experience the power of transformation in a very new way. And you will have reprogrammed yourself by proving to yourself that the darkness in reality is simply the womb for a new light to be born. And it is nothing to be afraid of. It is the fertile ground where the new seed is being set. And you cannot see what the new seed brings until it breaks through the surface and it shows its true colors, its true beauty, even its form. So you will not even know what form the choice will have until you've gone through the process. But we support you in this process, and it is so incredibly important at this time for humanity that you're willing to go consciously through this and no longer be afraid of it, but embrace it, celebrate it. Change is the only constant you have. So choose how you want to see the change take place. And know that an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, you have the power to manifest a beautiful life of love, joy, peace, abundance, and harmony for your own self, as well as for others. And with that, I'm going to give the word back to Brigida, now that I'm with you always, and that my love is with you, and that I support you in this process. Well, thank you, Saint Germain, for bringing all this wisdom and information and alignment to us. This is Brigida again. And as we are drawing closer to the end of this first radio show, I am excited to say that there will be so much more to come with the Masters and the Angels supporting this whole journey. And this radio show is going to be a journey. Even so, you might miss one. It doesn't make a difference. You can either listen to the recording at a later time. But you will find that each of these radio shows is unique in its own self. And if you can't listen to one and you only listen to the other, then it's because it's supposed to be. There is no must or have to. Everything is flowing in divine alignment. Everything is part of a greater plan. So even so, when you look at your own life and you sometimes wonder where all of this is taking you, have trust and faith that there is a divine plan, and you play a huge role in this. You wouldn't be listening to a radio show like this if you weren't aware of the difference you make in the world, even to some small extent. You know you make a difference. You know that as you live your life and as you choose within your life, these choices affect everyone around you. So congratulations to the courage that it takes to be a way shower, to be at the forefront, to say, I am willing to step into my shadow walk, into the darkness, to give birth to a new light, to give birth to a new consciousness, to shift the old and let go of the old structure that no longer serves us, so that humanity as a whole also will have the courage to do so. We see a lot of situations around the world where you can see changes happening, very drastic changes at times, and frightening. Yes, it can be frightening to see all this going on and not knowing how it will all turn out or work out. But if we don't keep focusing on the vibration of love and light, if we don't keep focusing on a vision of peace, we are not helping the process. We are interfering with the process otherwise. So look at your life with love and know that all of that, what right now creates pain and discordant energies, can be transformed through the power of your choice and through your willingness to align yourself continuously with your soul and your divine I Am presence. So what Saint Germain guided you to do, you said in the morning, you said whenever you can, align yourself through intent. It does not have to be a huge ritual. Simply through intent, take a couple of breaths, go into your heart, call in your soul and your divine I Am presence or your spiritual self. Call them in. Ask them to be in perfect alignment and holy communion with you. And then in that alignment, ask them to show you, to let you see, to guide and direct you what is in the highest good for you at this time, to fulfill your mission on earth, to be love in action, to be in a place of joy and abundance, and to live a life that is fulfilling for you, that is fulfilling for you. And so in all of this, be open. Our greatest fear is to be vulnerable and therefore open to judgment or persecution, because there are so many lifetimes where we've experienced that as we live our truth, as we speak our truth, we are going to be persecuted, we are going to be judged. But now is the time to leave that behind you, to let that go, to let that voice that has judged you and kept you small, to hush it and to say, no more. I am ready for the power of transformation to take me onto the cosmic waves of change and to let myself get carried along the way to joy, happiness, and to a higher existence where I can experience love in ways I've never experienced it before. And so always remember, you truly are an aspect of God's source creator, all that is. Own it, live it, become it. And so thank you for being part of our show today. I know all of this will help you on your path of enlightenment. And I'm very much looking forward to being with all of you again next week. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. Again, next show, we will have Saint Germain more so back than today, and he will guide you into your alignment with the cosmic violet flame to support you in this process of transformation. You will find that in these shows, you're going to get energy downloads, energy attunements. These energy attunements sometimes might appear subtle, but within 24 hours, you will feel the effects of that. So allow yourself lots of water, if necessary, rest, but acknowledge that something on a very deep level is going to take place within you at this time, and allow it to. This is exciting. Life can be an adventure, and change can be an adventure too. It does not have to be frightening. For me, it has brought me to a place that I thought I never could be. And my family certainly will witness that. They never thought they would hear me on a radio show, because when I was a little girl, I was afraid to speak out in public or even to be seen. And look where I am now. So be courageous. What I can do, you can do. You can have your own radio show too. You can have anything in the world. Now that it's safe, now that you're loved, and now that you can break the rules, if the rules mean that you're limited and in a place of separation. This is all about love and alignment with something greater than you to work with you and through you. So once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. And now that it is truly an honor to be a channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light for all of you who are the audience who are listening to support you on your pathway towards enlightenment. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, A Pathway Towards Enlightenment. Blessings to you all, and it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.